Award-winning talk radio across the UK on 1053 and 1089 AM.
Da 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 da. Na 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 na.
The Cabot Show. I love the Cabot Show.
Who's he?
The Cabot.
The Cabot.
The Cabot Show. Yeah.
Yeah. Professional radio person. Here's one in Glasgow. Hello, Keith.
Hi, Nick. It's Keith from Glasgow here.
Really? What are the odds on that?
I saw this little Kenny. It's a bit expensive, though.
How much?
£20.
£20?
Yeah.
I'll buy one and send it to you.
You're a good man.
I'm a liar, too. David Bowie started punk.
No, he started Iggy Pop.
What did you? Knit him.
Most of the time you are happy, you're a widow.
That's disgusting. Never more relaxed than when I'm doing a radio show. I've had sushi, salad.
Oh, I see.
Some sort of dried fruit and chocolate type of thing. I've had about 6 cups of tea and I've been watching the television. And they actually pay me for this.
Nick Abbott.
How much do you care by saying doo-doo. Well, the show's not but 3 seconds over and already I've insulted you. Don't you just love working for me?
Oh, don't I ever.
You crapulous oaf.
Hey! I mean, yes, Nick.
Yeah. So it's 0500 1053 89. It's another short week for us. We've got tomorrow off and a Wednesday's day off. Something tomorrow?
Football.
Oh, it's another one in football. Lorraine Kelly's off as well. What's the date?
It's the... What day is it today?
Oh, she's
26th.
Off. She's off from the Monday the 19th to Friday the 30th. Lorraine Kelly's off.
Oh, good.
And Wendy Lloyd will pop up behind a microphone.
Oh, there you are.
And there she'll be. So, and then Tamara Beckwith. Oh, what's she doing? She's one of those Tamara, Lara, Farah, Sarah, Ole,
Biscuit
Barrel people, isn't she?
She's a knit girl.
A knit girl?
Knit girl.
She's a knit girl.
I didn't say that.
That's
Stop trying to get
said.
Me into trouble.
The woman's a knit?
She's an it girl.
Well, probably, undoubtedly, an it girl.
Okay, we're 5 seconds into the programme. You've insulted me and also got me into trouble.
Yeah, with Tamara Beckwith. What's her name?
Beckwith.
Tamara. Tamara and Tamara and Tamara. That was Shakespeare, Macbeth. She's that old. It's Peter Dealey. What the hell does he want? Peter Dealey, it's not your show anymore. Get out. Go away. Send him away, Kev.
Peter, I'm afraid you have to leave. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm not going to threaten him. He'll hit me.
Who, Peter?
Yes.
Peter is not going to hit you.
I've seen him hit people before, Nick.
You could sit on Peter and he'd
excuse
die.
Excuse me, he's coming this way. Oh, no.
I think that you have control when you're on the air over your on your side.
That's the theory, anyway.
Yeah. Don't be coming over here and trying to make, serious, important political issues and discussions, because that's not what we do. We're stupid idiots over here. We play fart noises on the radio. God knows why I follow you, because like the audience, they're like lemmings. They fall off a cliff. All those serious, professional discussions, what you do over there, kind of like, winding the audience up and goading them into frothing and fury. And then I come on and play burp noises on the radio. What kind of scheduling is that, by the way?
Life is just shade, isn't it?
Blimey, I thought you were going to say another word beginning with
stage.
You can get away with that kind of material when you're on your show, but not here.
I'm just passing by.
Children are listening to this show.
Because I've never seen you actually in action before.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm doing it.
I know, it's wonderful.
And I'm doing the show at the same time. It's incredible. How I keep concentration is just beyond me. Unbelievable. Now get out. I'm serious now. Get out. Put the microphone up. I want to hear everything he's saying.
He put the dirt on the floor.
I'm sorry about that, Peter. We'll get it cleaned up for you immediately, sir, Mr. Dealey, sir.
He just made a mess on the floor?
Apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good to see you.
Lovely to see you. Don't ever come in here again. It was Peter Dealey. What was that about?
I have no idea.
He's lost his mind.
Well?
fits right into this show. So it's 0500 1053 89. It's a freak all.
Hold it now.
I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is
Nick Abbott.
Can I help you?
Freak all 0500 1053 89.
Pump up the bass!
Pump up the bass. Yo. Just call your mother up, Kev.
You leave my mother alone.
How is yo mother?
She's well.
Is she the biggest,
No.
Really?
I think you think of someone else's.
Oh, I guess, yeah. So this is good. It was in the Daily Mail today, which is not often noted for a source of humour. They've taken little clips from a Cynic's Dictionary, which has just made itself available at $9.99. Sounds like a bargain to me. And they've grouped famous quotes from really sarcastic people under all letters of the alphabet.
Are you in there?
Am I in here? I doubt it. So, ask for some of them. Some of these are excellent, and some of them are like, meh. So, give me any letter of the alphabet, and I'll give you a fabulous quote. Pick T. Pick T.
Anyone.
Pick T. Say T. Okay.
F.
F. Failure. Something you're familiar with, Kev, until I rescued you from a life of drudgery and chin-stroking.
Yeah, when you...
On your comedy stool down the end there, carting up adverts or whatever the hell it is that you were pretended to do all day.
I thought you found me in a quarry off the M1.
Failure. Any answers from Nicholas Ray. Who he?
He's very good.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He was tremendously successful in becoming a famous fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Failure. Anyone who... How did you get here today, Andy?
I came on the bus.
Did you?
Yeah.
Failure. Definition. Anyone who is seen on a bus after the age of 30. How old are you?
Nearly there. No, 23.
23. You've got 7 years to go. Only losers take the bus, Kev. How did you get here?
I actually got here by tube.
A bus is a perfectly respectable way of getting about.
Of course it is.
If you have no money.
That's
not true. Everybody should take the bus, and I mean that.
Yeah.
Especially the bus driver, without whom the experience wouldn't be the same.
That's correct.
Is that quite clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Andy, pick any letter in the... Some of these are, like I said, good. Like that one was quite good. I should tick these off as we go through. Because most people don't read the mail, right?
Have a W.
Was that an offensive thing that you just said about one of our great publishing institutions?
No.
pick T.
W.
W. Wales. Oh, dear. By Dylan Thomas, so it's okay. The land of my fathers, and my fathers can have it. it's okay. I'll pick that one off now, too. Do you want to have a go at our little game, Russ?
Yes. Yes, please.
You just don't care, then, do you? You're only playing along because you feel that it's the thing that you should do.
He's humouring you.
You couldn't give a rat's ear, am I right? Give me a letter of the alphabet. See if you can think of a letter of the alphabet.
S.
S. Pick T. S. All right. This is from William James Mayo. He invented the sandwich filling, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
S. Specialist. Definition. A man who knows more and more about less and less.
Mm.
I suppose so, but not funny. So it fits right into this show. So here's one.
Sorry, I just got that.
Here's one in Norfolk. Hello, this is an old dear from Dereham. Blimey, yeah. Right off the bat.
You're going to get less and less from me, too.
Why is that?
No, anyway, if I'm allowed to, I'll choose tea.
Tea?
Yeah.
Well, can we get to what it is that you want first?
Oh, quickly. I'm sorry.
And we'll do that in closing.
I'm sorry about that.
Which will
that.
Be happening sooner than you know.
Anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed your holiday.
Yes, I did.
Glad you did.
The funny thing about holidays is, or should we actually get to what it is you called about?
Okay, yeah, quickly. It's just that...
Remind me what I was going to say, though.
I'll remind you.
When she said whatever the hell it is she was going to say.
12:30, the lights went off, which is normal, anyway.
Boom, boom, out go the lights.
Yes, okay, so that didn't matter. Also, I had a late lunch. It came on about 3/4 of an hour later.
What came on?
the light. The light came on.
Oh, I see.
And it was hallelujah. We all cried. And then, £10...
Well, can I back up just a second? You said what?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, blimey.
That's it. Better than yours.
Louder, anyway.
Then at 5:10, just as I was sitting down to listen to dear old Peter Dealey.
You were sat sitting down, yes.
It went off again. The light went off.
Right.
So...
It's not your hat falling over your eyes, is it, dear?
It's ridiculous, because earlier on, at 12:30, in daylight, I was able to ring me on the 0800 number, the electric place, to say about the fault, which was happening in our area.
What, you rang directory inquiries?
No.
No.
0800 number, which is, you know, for
you're
the...
You're saying...
No.
Yes, I am. And shush, listen now, because I'll forget.
Right.
And as I say, so by 5:10, it was getting dark, or dusk, or gloaming, as Kevin would say. In the gloaming.
Roaming in the gloaming.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, the news.
Mm-hmm. There's a moose loose about this hoose.
But the thing is, I couldn't find the number because I'd moved my candles and my matches somewhere else for some ungodknown reason.
Right, don't ever keep candles and matches in the same place because they could, ignite. It's very dangerous.
I keep my candles in the fridge.
Of course you do.
Well, yes, because they harden and they last longer.
That's
a tip. They harden in the fridge and they last longer.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's a little one.
Anyway, I guess, after all, you're not... Right.
That's for free. That little tip.
And for nothing.
And free and gratis. What did I say?
Gratis, yes.
I don't know that Italian.
Muchos gratis.
Anyway, as I say, so I thought, well, I'll have to ring 192 telephone inquiries because I couldn't read the 0800 number on my electric bill, which I managed to find after stumbling over all sorts of things.
And, so you rang 192 for...
I rang inquiries.
You rang inquiries and said...
To give the 0800 number because the electric light was off. And she put me through to the lady, the disembodied voice, you see, who says it twice. Well, twice isn't enough when you're trying to say, to put it down by the darkening light by the window.
And you rang up and she said...
Can I help you?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She was, her name was Sharon. Very nice young lady.
And said, hello, I'm Sharon.
She's old.
I said, I'm sorry, you're a little lady who answered me with a disembodied voice. And she says it twice, it's too fast. I can't take it down because the light is going fast by the window on the windowsill, and I'm trying to take it down. So I got her to say it six times for me. 0800-783-88383.
Don't say it.
Why? Well, it's only an electric number.
Oh, well, screw then.
But, you know, I'm just out of complaints. So as I say, I got through eventually. I thought, well, it would only happen in darkest Norfolk. Now,
right.
I mean, in darkest Africa, it wouldn't happen because they haven't got electric, have they, in the jungle? And they'd have natives there. They'd have natives there who would rub two dry sticks together and get a light, wouldn't they, from the torches?
I guess so. I mean, the real shame is that it's not the phone that went out.
I know, it's me as well. Anyway. Just a short... I'll go now, Sue.
Yes, in closing.
And in closing.
Pick a letter.
No, just a minute, let me finish it, please.
Blimey.
And then, here in darkest Norfolk, it's so damp you couldn't rub two dry sticks together because of the storms.
Yes.
And I couldn't find two Boy Scouts to rub together and get a spark because it was dark anyway, they'd all be home with their mums and dads.
Yeah.
So then, as I say...
It
finally came on, just in time. In fact, I was going to ring you if the electric hadn't come on.
Wow, well, what a lucky break for me, eh?
Just a minute, put me on hold so I could hear your programme.
Right.
Because I hadn't got any torch, I hadn't got any batteries to
Right, use. With you now. Okay, well, listen, I'll...
I'll have number two. I'll have letter T. Oh, it's lovely to have you back.
Oh. Okay, well, listen, that was, wait a minute, where is it?
Letter two.
Hang on.
Letter T.
Wait a minute, where...
Letter T.
Hang on a second.
After S.
She said...
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Letter T. Hallelujah.
That was a beautiful way you said that. It was almost like poetry.
Hallelujah.
This is like strangling a cat. But a letter T, you say?
Yes, please. And you never asked me why I'm knitting a vest.
Well, principally because I feared that you might tell me.
I'm going to anyway, because you have a machine gun there and you used to machine gun me.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'll knit myself.
Oh, dear, she seems to have gone. It's... Oh, blimey, what a nice lady. Letter T. It's a quote from David Frost. Television, definition, an invention that permits you to be entertained in your living room by people you wouldn't have in your home. Him included. David Frost. That was a good one. So, there she went. So 500, 1053, 89. It's a free one. Here's one
in a break.
Oh, in a break. We've got to go to a break now, Hazel.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Who's that? The ice on me. What about Stolly Cakes and Nick Pudding and all that?
What?
What about Stolly Cakes and Nick Pudding and all that?
It's the Nick Abbott Show.
Who does he think he is?
On Talk Radio, ho ho. Haven't heard that bloke in a while.
Hallelujah.
Haven't we been
good
on a lucky streak?
Great.
Once again, Kev, levels. How many times do I have to ask?
Oh.
Am I going to have to kill you?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Mostly.
Hello.
Huh? Hello. Phone fax.
In fact, we should give...
Hello.
...her number.
Hallelujah.
What a team they'd make.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
What did you say?
Fax and phone and email and all that.
Boring.
Gubbins. You can fax if you want. Pre-material gratefully accepted. 0541 596979. We will read them if they're good. Or you can email nabbott2bs1t at talk-radio.co.uk. Again, pre-material, but please, no big video attachments because we'll just bin them without opening them.
People are sending video attachments?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm. So you're wasting...
Of what?
I have no idea. you're wasting your time and ours, so...
Somebody sent me a video attachment on a video. In fact, two people from the BBC sent me stuff. Can you believe that? With all the grief that I've been giving them on the air? I guess I better not say their names because they're using internal BBC Post... Not internal, but there's a BBC franking thing. They probably nicked these padded envelopes. This is probably actual real BBC stuff too. And the BBC videos, branded and everything. I'm holding up in my hand right now actual BBC property. And they've got David Letterman on it, Kev.
Oh, that's nice. Who was it sending you that?
You useless great gonk.
Oh, wait, hold on, there he is, line one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let's take him then. Tony.
Hello.
Tony, you work for the BBC?
No, I don't work for the poxy BBC.
Why have you got a BBC video then?
I bought a BBC blank video. You can buy them in the shops, you know.
You can?
I'm afraid so. I had to get one to put that on it for you.
Are they cheaper than ordinary tapes?
No, are they hell?
Sick Boy says they are. Well, Sick Boy also works for the BBC and is nicking stuff left, right and centre.
Not true.
Why does the BBC have blank tapes?
Oh, God knows.
So you can see EastEnders and stuff on them.
Oh, blimey. Like that would ever happen. Some other guy, well, this must be from the BBC because it's got BBC resources printed on it. And it's taped blue velvet and widescreen. How great is that? He probably went into the library there and just rummaged around for me. Thanks. And something called Sid the Sexist, which is a Viz character, so I don't know what that is. I'll find out when I get home. No thanks to you, Kev. Crapulous oaf.
Oh,
so anyway, thanks a lot, Tony. Do you want anything for your troubles? No.
Oh, no, don't worry.
Excellent. My favourite kind of caller, 0500 1053 89. I've just come back from Portugal, which was very nice. Not really like Spain, although it's part of Spain. Portugal is in Spain. Did you know that? Yeah, it's a small region of Spain.
No, don't talk to me. I thought you went to Milan.
And Sigpo's sort of nodding, going, mm-hmm, yeah, It's Portugal's in Spain, is it? Yes. Mm-hmm. You idiot.
It's sort of attached to Spain.
Yes. But I think it's one of those places where they don't like the to be, you know, like Canadians don't like to be called Americans.
Mm.
They have some sort of real, you know, problem with that. Yeah. New Zealand people also get their backs up when you say they're Australian. They get all sort of like you've rubbed their fur up the wrong way. They dislike it. I think Portuguese people are like that. My advice is, go to Spain. It's cheaper. Portugal is so phenomenally expensive, I couldn't believe it. It's more expensive, I would say, than London, which is shocking. Lunch, for two people, guess how much?
Oh, for two people?
Yes.
Now, what does that include? Are we talking, how many courses?
Three courses, one bottle of wine, chosen by the waiter.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't think that he would go straight for the most expensive.
No, that's certainly true.
Lunch, mind, at a quite a posh fish restaurant. Not dinner, lunch.
So it was fish. What kind of fish was it?
One was... Oh, blimey, I don't know. What difference does that make?
Well, it was
£120. Most expensive meal I've ever bought in my life. Couldn't believe it.
That is pretty expensive. But you know, swordfish is more expensive than your cod, isn't it?
I looked in the hotel, the room service, because in Spain they're giving alcohol away, absolutely flat out giving it away. Like they might as well not charge for it, it's so cheap. And so I looked at the room service bill, and looked at the champagne, and I thought, wow, Moët Chandon Dom Pérignon is just over £10 a bottle. This is great, which is pretty much exactly like it is in Spain. And I was on the point of ordering it when I realised there's actually an extra digit in there. It was £110 for a bottle of champagne. And that was the cheapest champagne that they did. £220 you could have spent on one bottle of champagne on room service in the place I was staying at. Unbelievable. It's so expensive. It's incredible. Don't go to Lisbon if you value money. Go to Spain instead because it's just so much cheaper. That's my tip for the day. And I've got money. I've got free money. Anybody going to Portugal? This will help you on your way. I have got not 10 escudos, not 20, 600. I brought back 600 escudos. Taking a mickey?
No. No, boys. A heartfelt ooh, please.
Ooh. This is free money I'm giving away now that I brought back on my person. It's just come out of my pocket. And I've wiped it down, and I'm prepared to give it away. 600 escudos.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of escudos.
Yeah, that's 600 of them.
Yeah.
Approximately. You idiot. How many is 600 escudos?
Well, it's more than 500.
It's less than 700.
That's amazing.
It's almost exactly in between those two. Practically. You know, as near as makes no difference. Close enough for jazz. Here's one in a phone box. Let's take him straight away. He's in Chingford.
Oh, Nick, how's it going?
All right.
I've been waiting for you. I rang up because I was bored, waiting for the bus, and now I've missed two have just come along.
Well.
Two buses.
Only losers take the bus, Paul. Haven't we already established that?
Losers don't take the buses, do they? I mean, I'm not a loser, am I?
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot about that, yeah.
So the reason I rang you is because I don't really like these parents who name their kids ridiculous names, like Alfie and Wayne. I mean, how could you name your sons and daughters that?
Wayne.
Yeah.
Jan Wackelcheck. Well, how about Jan Wackelcheck? Or
Alistair Wanklin.
But I suppose his parents didn't have anything to do with the amusing part of that name. Or nor the amusing part of this name.
Derek Fatchett.
Because there's nothing wrong with Derek. The two syllables that follow it, that there are a major problem there.
Yeah, I just don't know how. That'd be over my head, but I just don't know how they can do it. How they can embarrass their kids when they go to school and they get the mickey take out of them.
And what's your name?
Paul. Nice name.
Paul?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You sound like you've got a chip on your shoulder.
Not really. It's just for the kids' sake.
What's your second name? Penis?
No, it's yours.
No, that's my nickname.
I bet you got a lot of nicknames.
No, I've got a lot of penis. But thanks for asking. Right. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. It's, should we take Aid who can't get late now, or shall we hang on and hope that he drops off?
Press the button, get his hopes up, then put it back on hold.
Okay. It's Aid who can't get late.
I'm surprised I spoke to you. I haven't spoke to you for dog's age, Dick.
What kind of a phone are we speaking to you on, Aid?
It's a public payphone at work.
Oh, you're at work at your biscuit factory. Do you want some free money?
Yeah, well, there's 600 escudos.
600 escudos.
It's about 2p or something.
No, it's much, much more than that. Not six escudos, 600 escudos.
Yeah, but I mean, in English money, it works out as 2p.
No, not at all. It's much, much more than that.
I thought, like, Spain and Portugal money, I thought thousands were, like, to the few pence.
Well, that's the Spanish money. We're talking Portugal now. Much more expensive.
Okay, then how much, sir?
Well, you ain't getting it, so it doesn't make no difference to you. Only people who are actually going to Portugal and can prove it, I will send it to you in the post. Free money, you can't beat that.
I'll go to Portugal then.
Well, just as long as you go now. What's up, Aid?
You started it. Yeah, I was funny about Noel Edmonds. You were talking about it the other week, weren't you?
Yeah, the first house party thing that he came back was absolutely shocking. Did it improve this week, because I was out of the country?
No, not really.
Kev?
Didn't see it.
Didn't see anybody in there see it? Nope.
No, it is bad. I mean, do you know that, like, new MTV thing where they send you to, send that bloke to the desert or something? Like, you just go willingly, because Noel Edmonds said.
Yeah, that seemed bizarre to me. You would think that they'd have to actually set that up ahead of time for somebody who, first of all, could take the time off work.
Yeah.
Second, would not just say no. Because if I was watching television...
You'd swear it, would you?
Well, if I was watching TV and suddenly the person on television said, "Hi, Nick, there's a camera installed in your room and we're looking at you now."
I think... I mean,
what would you do?
Room,
would you just sort of sit there and gurn, or would you just get up and leave? Or, you know, take your... start disrobing?
I mean, this week, the bloke from the desert's supposed to come back, and they sent this little bloke to a prison in America or something.
Really? Well, he probably can't pick up the Noel Edmonds show from there.
I mean, this would be great for the police chiefs, wouldn't it? The most hardened criminals. Oh, we must give ourselves up, because Noel Edmonds is there, and the threats to send Mr. Blobby in, too.
But because it is television, because so much money is involved, if I was doing that show, I would have to set up the people beforehand to make sure that they didn't embarrass me on a live program by saying, "No, I'm not going," or "Why don't you get lost?" Or they might not even be there. I mean, imagine that. Imagine you go to somebody's house and they're actually down the chippy or in the toilet, or, you know, I mean, smacks of... that really, it seems to be a dangerous thing to do, just to hope that they would be, and furthermore, to hope that they're watching your show.
Yeah,
like, you come to them and they're watching Gladiators or whatever the hell it is on the other side.
The black thing. So it's about 10, 12 million their viewers. As well, about 60 million in the country. The chances must be quite good for them not to be watching.
What, Noel Edmonds gets 12 million? No
well,
way.
I'm just guessing. I didn't say he gets 12 million. That still leaves 50-odd million, doesn't it?
No, I haven't seen the ratings from that first show, but I would think from the first show to the second, he probably lost millions. He'd probably be peaking around six. If it doesn't improve, and as I say, I didn't see it over the weekend, and I know nothing about television, but I would have to say that if it doesn't improve on the first one, that would be off the air pretty quickly, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, but can you remember in the 70s when he was doing that swap shop and there was Chris Tarrant as well?
No, Chris Tarrant was on Tiswas.
Yeah, and Noel Edmonds, like, slagged it up, saying, "Oh, you don't want to watch that, just chuck water and, like, custard over people." And what is he doing now?
Well, maybe that's a good point. I don't remember him ever slagging Chris Tarrant off, but given the choice, it's that kind of choice between Blue Peter and Magpie. Of course, Kev's too young to remember that. You probably are too, Aid, but...
I remember.
Blue Peter was the program that your parents wanted to watch. Various members of the Rolling Stones, they wanted to watch it too for, you know, tips on how to take them. But Magpie was the cool program with, you know, Mark Bolan on and stuff like that. And whereas Blue Peter, they were busy collecting milk bottle tops to, dig wells, whatever the hell it is they used to do. And so it's kind of like the same. Noel Edmonds versus Chris Tarrant. My money's on Tiswas. Thanks very much.
I remember Chris Tarrant being the cool one to watch. I know he used to watch the swap show. I'd assume it was bad, but I can't remember it because
We're talking about ancient history now, Aid.
Yeah.
But how nice it was walking down Mamre Lane with you. It's 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Okay, pick a letter from the alphabet. Is he gone? Oh, he's gone.
Yeah. No messing about. Maybe his boss clipped him around the ear.
Yeah, you can't ask for more than that. He leaves on cue without even being requested. Maybe next time he'll leave before he calls. course, it's Halloween on Friday. We have our big Halloween extravaganza coming up on Friday. We've got absolutely no idea what we're going to do, do we?
It's going to be more of a dress-up Friday than a dress-down Friday, of course.
Yeah, that's right. Now, do you like chocolate, peanut-covered, cream-puffy things? What is it?
Call me a sweetie pie.
Oh, that's not the right
not
one.
Not that one.
God damn it. No, I think it's peanut-coloured, coffee-flavored...
Oh, I hope you kids like
peanut butter...
Chocolate, peanut butter, cream
sponge
puffies.
Sponge things.
Cream puffies.
You owe me one chocolate, peanut, cream, spongy thing. God damn it!
You kids like chocolate, peanut butter, cream puffies.
Yeah. He hopes that you kids like whatever it is he just said. He said...
Hope you kids like chocolate, peanut butter, cream puffies.
Like any kid would not like something that, first of all, was covered in chocolate, second had peanut butter in it, third had cream, and fourth came in a sort of a puffy texture type of thing.
And funnily enough,
they should make those. I'd buy a packet of those right now. In fact, I could enjoy a packet of those right now.
Mike Allen's going to be bringing some in for us
with some beer.
With some beer, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that beer tastes good with, beer tastes better with than peanut butter and cream.
Are you going to dress up?
Dress up for Friday.
Yeah,
it being
dress up
our
Friday.
Halloween show.
Yeah.
If I didn't, would I ruin your Halloween?
You ruined my Halloween.
Yes.
Okay, let's call this person up on the line. It's a small person called Shaz.
Big person.
Who I'll call Ars for the, for short. Hello, Shaz.
Hello.
Hello. Play the recorder.
No, help me with my homework.
Do what, sorry?
Help me with my homework.
Help you with your... I'd love to help you with your homework, but...
Come on, we're running late!
I'll only help you with your homework if you do us a little tune on your room.
No, because you never give me a prize tag, so why should I bother?
Because I'm about to help you with your homework.
See,
I'm about to help you with your homework. I promise I will. If I can't help you, then
lying.
I will... if I can't help you, then I will ask the nice ladies and gentlemen, and somebody in this audience is bound to be able to help you with the kind of intellect that we've got listening to this program. They're bound to. So whatever the question is, we will be able to come up with an answer if, by way of recompense, you play your recorder. Is that a deal? Okay, well, nip and get it. I'll put you on hold. We'll come back to you in a minute. There she is. She's about to go and get a recorder. This is going to be great. Yeah. Here's one in London. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
Hello.
Somebody rang up about funny names that people give their kids.
Yeah.
And I just wondered what Mrs. Milosevic was thinking of when she called her boy Slobbo. Right.
It probably means something else in, whatever language that is.
Never mind.
How about Ole as a first name?
Oh, well.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, well, it's a bit better
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Did she just leave?
Well, she was clearly very offended by that.
I'll say. How about Boutros?
Boutros, golly, golly.
Or, Hans, that's okay. Hans, it depends on what the second name is.
You need Hans.
Why?
It's a song, Mike Bygraves. You need hands. I was going to wave at you for some reason.
You need hands to wave. I guess so, yeah. Okay, we're back with Shash, that's us for short. Hello. It sounds like she's got a recorder. What's the question there, Shash?
Oh, she's not ready yet.
She's not ready? Well, she's practicing now.
Warming up, maybe.
Right, she's ready now. Take it.
Take it? It's like a hip-hop act.
Yes. Okay, what's your question about your homework, Shas?
It's computing.
Or oh, blimey. Of all the subjects in all the world, so you had to pick that one.
I hate it. No, it's not. You don't get a choice. You just get told you're doing computing.
And what's the question?
It's a long one. Get three advantages of using a word-processing program rather than typing or handwriting.
Okay, well, that's easy.
Don't just say, example, it is easier. Explain why it's easier and what makes it easier.
Okay, first of all, you can correct mistakes without actually, writing... you can correct mistakes before it actually hits the paper. That's one. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the whole of the finished article before it actually hits the paper.
Cut and paste it.
That's right, you can cut and paste it without rewriting it completely.
Plus, you don't need to use your dictionary because you can just use a spell check.
There you go, that's three. Everything. Hallelujah, we did it without any help from any outside sources. Say what? Trick or treat?
Trick or treat.
So, I hope you were noting that down.
Yes.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Well, that was the easiest homework question I've...
The homework computing teacher is listening.
Yeah, Sharice, let us know what mark we get.
Yeah. I want A plus for that. Okay, here's Shas with her recorder. What tune are you going to play for us?
I don't know. I don't think I should play. You just slime me. You don't get me a prize back.
I thought we had a deal.
I asked you for a prize back, and you said yes, and you never gave me one. And you've used me in one of your jingles.
Shas, I thought we had a deal. Now, if as grown up as you are now, a deal...
You didn't sign a paper.
No, but we have... It was a verbal agreement. A deal is a deal. I helped you with your homework. I went out of my way to do it, taking up valuable national airtime on the basis that you would play as a song on your recorder. Just a little one. That's all I'm after. Just a small tune. Go on. I'm assuming she's getting ready. Oh dear, we seem to have run out of time on that call.
You're so mean to her. You deliberately coaxed her into playing a recorder that you cut her off.
Shut up.
Hold it now. Nick Abbott.
So, you're a philosopher?
Ready?
Fax 0549695 5 5 4 5 4 3 5 5 4 3 4 3 2 5 2 2 4 1 1 3 go.
Dial that number now. Win a major prize. Are you still there, Shas? You are a very bad girl. I wanted to go to bed without supper.
At 10 to 8. Don't think so.
She is a bad girl. So were you going to go up to your room, smoke a few cigarettes?
I don't smoke. Hate smoking.
Have some scotch that you've stowed under your bed.
Watch
some videos, that kind of thing.
No, I watched a video last night.
You did? What did you watch?
Titanic.
A 15 certificate, as I recall.
It is.
12.
What is it? 12 or 15?
12.
Is it 12? Damn. And how did you like Titanic?
It was good.
Which was your favorite? Which was your favorite part?
I don't know. It was good.
The part where everybody dies.
No.
No. The part where everybody sings.
You don't sing. I like the music.
The part where everybody dances. No dancing.
No.
How about the Bouzouki Band? Did you like that? Oh, they were great. Can I interest you in some cheese, Shas?
So what kind of cheese?
Well, I have camembert, but I think it's a little runnier than you'll like it.
Yuck.
Yuck?
I like camembert.
How about Ilchester?
Yuck.
Do we have any, he asked, expecting the answer no.
I like cheddar.
Cheddar?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any cheddar. It's not very popular around these parts.
Is Elizabeth from cheddar?
Not very popular, Kev.
It's the single most popular cheese in the world!
I can't believe we're doing this. Good, we should be doing Vic and Bob sketches, not Monty Python. It's way too old to be doing that kind of thing. Monty Python, that's what students used to do in the 70s. Vic and Bob, that's like the 80s. And will you shut that bloody bazooki up? Thank you. I'm sorry, Shas, but I'm going to have to shoot you. You're taking it very stoically. But what a senseless waste of human life. Here's a call in
Look
Bob.
Look at the size of that sausage.
What?
Well, you said do Vic and Bob, so we're doing Vic and Bob now.
Oh, I'm not familiar with their material, I'm sorry. Here's one in Bath. Hello, Reggie.
Oh, hi, Nick.
How you doing?
Cool, man. Was that Kevzuki on the bazooki?
Kevzuki on the bazooki. Kevzuki's bazooki, that's right.
Outstanding.
With his mate Joe.
Joe who? Joe Long?
Bazooki Long? Joe.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. I'm sorry, not very quick on the uptake here. I've got kind of a tidbit of talent.
I bet you do, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a small one.
Teeny, tiny, teeniest, tiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, it's a little song in the form of... What the hell was that?
Rustling of paper.
Oh, right, okay. Right. Yeah, in the style of, you know the sort of end song on Blackadder 2?
No.
Oh, okay, well, listen and learn. Don't cut me off, it's only 20 seconds off. You ready?
Go.
Okay. Nick Herbert, he's on talk radio. Nick Herbert, he makes your garden grow. Kazuki, Kazuki, you are the lady's choice. Miss Cardwell, we love your sexy voice. Nick Boy and Russell, essential backroom staff. So listen to Nick Herbert, cause he will make you laugh.
I see a little silhouette of a man, Nick Abbott, will you dally with my fangle?
Absolutely, will not do that, but thanks for asking. 0500 1053 89, it's a free one. What the hell was that boat talking about?
I have no idea.
There's pubic hair on this thing here.
Oh, no!
There is.
I'm sure there is.
Who was in here last? Icky, Pooh.
I'd rather not say. But it was the show before Peter Dealey.
Yes?
That'd be Tommy then.
I feel an ass whooping coming on.
It's funny. Now, sometimes you do see that in places like you wouldn't ordinarily expect.
Oh, look who it is.
Nikki, the psycho newsreader.
She's not dead after all.
She's psycho.
Psycho and not dead.
Yes.
Still with us, I see.
Where the hell has she been?
I was abducted, you know that. I was abducted in Turkey by some high-living
beer monsters. Oh, that's right. You've been to Turkey.
I have.
You were for a moment there, I thought you'd been abducted by aliens.
I didn't have an anal probe.
No aliens where I was.
Son of a bitch.
So how was Turkey?
It was fantastic, thank
you. It was?
Yes.
Warm?
It was very warm, yes. It was lovely. And the sea was very warm as well.
That's the thing about the sea. It's beside the seaside. Did you know that?
It is indeed.
Not a lot of people do.
No, that surprises me.
So you didn't get stopped at the airport with a lot of hashish?
No, I didn't actually, but that's because we didn't arrive until the very early hours of Sunday morning because of all the storms over here. We arrived very late and there was no one in customs, so we walked straight through.
You know what happened to me? I walked into customs coming back this morning. Guess what was there?
Don't know.
Guess what was there?
Kev, to meet you?
A fly on the wall documentary team.
No.
I am not making this up.
No, did you talk to them?
My head almost is. No, and for the first time ever, I got pulled aside.
That's because you're dodgy looking.
Can you believe that?
I can, yes.
I just had carry-on luggage, and, you know when you're walking down the street and somebody's got a clipboard and they move and you're on a straight trajectory and they're moving very slowly in order to intercept.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not looking at you, but you know from their movement that you are their next victim.
Do you know the answer to that? You look through them. You don't even acknowledge them, you just look through them.
I don't think that works in customs, dear.
So, but I've never been stopped in customs, so I don't have that problem.
You look through them in customs, and the nice man will get his machine gun out. So, and I knew that we were going to be it, because I didn't have any, it was only hand luggage I had. So we were the first one through customs from this flight from Portugal. And I just the way she was moving, I knew that we were going to get pulled over. The first thing I see as she drags us over to the desk was a fly on the wall documentary team. And you know those microphones they have on, the big long microphones on booms?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I thought that looks like an anal probe. There's a documentary team here, and they're going to ask me. They're going to be filming me relaxing on all fours. I can't believe it. I'm going to get the full body makeout.
The detail you go into just staggers me sometimes.
But you know, you will be happy to know.
I didn't have an anal probe.
Talk radio satellite weather. Increasingly windy across the UK tonight, with rain adding insult to injury in Scotland, Northern Ireland, Northern and Western England. The night will start cold but warm up towards morning. The overnight low will be between 2 and 5 degrees centigrade. Tomorrow, sunshine and blustery showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland. Gale force winds in the west. It's so good to be back. Talk radio news time. It's 4 minutes past 8.
Award-winning talk radio across the UK on 1053 and 1089 AM.
Da 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 da. Na 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 na.
Nick Abbott Show. I love the Nick Abbott Show.
Who's he?
Nick Abbott.
Nick Abbott?
Nick Abbott Show, yeah.
Yeah, professional radio person. Here's one in Glasgow. Hello, Keith.
Hi, Nick. It's Keith from Glasgow here.
Really? What are the odds on that?
I saw this little Kenny. It's a bit expensive, though.
How much?
£20.
£20?
Yeah.
I'll buy one and send it to you.
You're a good man.
I'm a liar, too. David Bowie started punk.
No, he started Iggy Pop.
What did he do? Knit him.
Most of the time you are happy, you're a widow.
That's disgusting. Never more relaxed than when I'm doing a radio show. I've had sushi.
Oh,
salad.
Oh, I see.
Some sort of dried fruit and chocolate type of thing. I've had about 6 cups of tea and I've been watching the television. And they actually pay me for this.
Nick Abbott.
Women can't park.
Yep, no, that's true.
No, that's a complete lie.
A boffin says.
Yeah, right. Well, a boffin. Lots of things. Yeah. Did you not see that? Hear that survey in my last bulletin?
Survey says.
It says only 1 in 4 people would not get grey hair and wrinkles if they were given a choice, and that's a load of rubbish.
Yeah.
We all know.
It is a load of rubbish.
Yeah. So
only 1 in 4 people would what?
Would stop getting grey hair and wrinkles if they had a choice.
If they had a choice?
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Well, if, you know, if proper anti-aging things existed.
Yeah.
So that's rubbish.
I missed that.
Because, I mean, of course,
I mean,
you
I sort of half
your
heard
to do that, don't you, to cover up the grey hair.
I half heard you say that, but then I thought that I didn't really understand what it was you said. Are
no,
you
I'm
saying that? Are you saying that, yes, you should go to a course or something?
I know, I should. They keep threatening to send me to remedial school. The school won't have me.
So the survey was
survey
that people
was,
prefer not to get old.
No, the survey was that people, given a choice, if there was proper anti-aging stuff, only 1 in 4 take it. They would rather grow old gracefully.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. That's what I thought.
What? Ow!
What it says is that people who answer surveys in the street lie.
Damn it.
You're right there, Nick.
Yeah, what idiot put the little knob on the headphone thing so that it stuck out and if you move, you hurt your knee?
Well, that would be the engineering department. I mean, probably some highly qualified person who's really into studio design.
I just saw one enter the building. Do you want me to go and kick him for you?
Well, the present incumbents of that department are not responsible for actually locating the headphone.
True.
So whoever it was did this has been fired. Am I right?
Yes. You're wearing lipstick.
We win.
That is your
color. No, my lips are really, really dry. That is my colour.
That's pale pink. It's more fashionable, but it does suit your skin tones.
It's the colour of my lips. You silly moo.
No, you have real problems then.
Hey.
So where were we?
I don't know. General abuse.
We need news for Nikki for tomorrow.
General abuse. Oh yeah, I remember. Women can't park.
Women can't park.
No. A boffin says.
Yes.
Here's conclusive proof that women haven't got the brains to park a car.
No, actually, what it says is that the composition of women's brains is such that they're not wired in the same way as men's brains, and
that
means they're not so good at parallel parking.
Yeah, or news reading.
Yeah!
Well, then you'll be pleased to know that I resigned today.
Did you?
No, I was lying. That's because women are better at lying than men.
I thought that you'd heard. You're fired tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. Shit. I'm on my way back to Turkey.
So, reverse parking is practically impossible for a woman, claims author Alan Pierce in his new book, Why Men Don't Listen and Women Can't Read Maps. He says that there's an area of the brain for judging distances, and this gives drivers the ability to maneuver. Men's brains developed in the area, in this area thousands of years ago when our descendants went out to hunt prey. You see, it makes sense. Are you listening?
He's Australian, though. You do have to bear that in mind.
Nikki, are you being able to follow this argument so far? Women who stayed home to look after the children never caught up in this area of maneuvering.
But I never stayed at home to bring up the children. My mum did that.
He says, women are also incapable of shutting up while the host is reading a story.
I knew that was coming. I just knew it. Carry on.
He says women are also incapable of reading maps because of the same weakness, but are better of observation and caring because those areas of the brains are more developed than men's. He said, if a man and a woman are together in a car, he should both drive and navigate, being better at both, while she should point out interesting scenery as they pass by. Well, just as long as he doesn't say anything controversial.
And we have him on the show next week.
Yes, to garrot.
He is actually
probably.
He is actually speaking at a conference in England.
Really?
Yeah. Harrogate. Ah, lovely.
We need news for Nikki to do tomorrow.
Right.
But you're doing... Isn't there sport on tomorrow?
I mean, Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, yeah, Thursday.
How about Kenny news?
Oh, no.
Is it too difficult for you, isn't it?
No, nothing's too difficult for me. You know that.
Well, there you are, then.
Ooze. Ooze news.
Ooze.
Yes, ooze news.
Ooze news?
Ooze news. Any way you like, as long as it's not the river ooze, because that would be too easy. Ooze,
okay.
As in double O-Z-E.
Okay.
Ooze. Pick a letter from the alphabet. Can
N.
you do that as a woman?
Oh, N.
Actually,
you're so lucky there's glass in between you and me.
Yeah, three layers.
I can't throw anything at you.
But you know I'm joking.
Are you?
N. Nagging.
Oh. Stop it.
Sorry, I got failure.
This is the... you chose it, not me. This is the a little excerpt from the Cynic's Dictionary, which is published whenever it's published, and was featured in the Daily Mail today. N. Gore Vidal. Could be good. Narcissist. Definition. Someone better looking than you are. We'll have to think about that for a while, and we'll be right back. So it's 0500. Oh, he just said that, didn't he? We need priority for women.
Women.
Yes, many more women we need calling this program, because we're too heavily skewed male in our demographics.
We are, according to the latest audience research, which proves that we're the biggest radio station in the world or something.
Yeah.
We have lots of young men listening to this program.
Too many.
Yeah,
right.
So stop listening,
no,
please.
Quite enough, but we want more women. Too many as a percentage, but not enough as a figure. But then there's never enough. That's the thing about an audience, never enough. But sufficient for happiness. Huge amounts of happiness over here. Well, not quite. while remaining really vague, let's try and really pinpoint it, shall we? No. Let's just leave it at that. Priority to women, 0500 1053 89. Jeremy Clarkson, he's that really annoying mannered bloke who does the car thing, isn't he? And sentence he reads, he speaks like this. Somebody's given him his own talk show. Can you believe it? How annoying is that going to be? At least on the car show, he's not on the whole program. Then that toff comes on every now and again. It always sounds like he should have a cigarette on a long thing. And he should, like Terry Thomas. He'd be popping out of an old British sports car. And waving his hand disdainfully over German models, it was absolute shower. But then Jeremy Clarkson, he's become a caricature of himself. He might as well be his own spitting image puppet. I'll give his talk. I mean, he might be a nice bloke, and he might be an amusing fellow and all that. But as a talk show host, nah. Great talk show hosts of our time. Michael Parkinson, not a great mannered person. He's kind of, he blends into the background while his guests shine, am I right? Terry Wogan, ditto. He's not like all over the screen with mannerisms. Bad talk show hosts of our time? Dame Edna Everidge. But hilarious as a stand-up.
but not a talk show host. I mean, obviously not. Give Dame Edna Everidge a talk show, and it's Dame Edna Everidge, and whoever might else be on. It could be anybody, but it's Dame Edna Everidge. Do you know what I mean? But Jeremy Clarkson, he's going to be just all over it. But without the act to actually hold a show.
But you know who they should be getting to host these things?
Who?
Ainsley Harriott. It'd be great.
That's going to be his first guest, and they're going to be... in fact, that's one celebrity death match that I would like to see in real life. Jeremy Clarkson and Ainsley Harriott fighting to the death. Not to claymation puppets, actually really fighting to the death. I'd pay a lot of money to see that. They could put that on pay-per-view. $9.99. Book now. Special introductory offer, $9.99 now, or $12.99 on the day. I'd pay the extra. I'd book now and pay them the extra just because I'd love that they did it. Are you with me?
Yes. And the opinions of Nick Abbott and Celebrity Deathmatches are not necessarily those of talk radio.
Did you see Celebrity Deathmatch? The thing that's replaced South Park?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Ish.
Hilarious-ish?
Oh, kind of funny-ish.
It was great.
It's a bit predictable.
Celebrity Deathmatch. Thumbs up or down in there? Kev is wavering. Mm. Thumbs up from Russ. Andy, thumbs up.
You suck up.
This is from your Super Soraway star. Telly car pundit Jeremy Clarkson stuck his foot in his motor mouth last night by claiming a Korean car boss tucked into a spaniel for lunch. Read about this. Visitors to the motor show thought he'd gone barking mad when he added that staff on Hyundai's nearby stand were all eating dog. Clarkson, who has a history of upsetting foreigners, was on the Beeb's Top Gear stand at the Birmingham show when he made his dogs jibe. But Stephen Kitson, Hyundai's UK public relations man, failed to see the funny side. Clarkson said the people on our stand had eaten dog, as the company is Korean, and that the designer of one of our cars had eaten a spaniel. Our staff on the stand, which is right next to Top Gear's, have been offended, as you would expect. We feel the comments are bigoted and racist and vindictive. Yes. Clarkson made his comments during a quiz show at the Top Gear stand. He said, the British motor industry is really owned by Nazis. Who could he have been thinking of, do you think? Don't say it. He's believed to have apologised for his comments, but still slammed the Hyundai's XG model as a dog's dinner. In the past, he offended the French because they eat garlic and the women don't shave under their arms. He said that he hated the Spanish because they murder bulls and can't cook. He branded Norfolk people so inbred they don't know the difference between a tractor and a Capri. I'd like to add that some of them are their own fathers. One of my favourite jokes. He's a very bad man.
He is a very bad man.
Or as he would say, he's a very bad man. So it's 0500 1053 89. We've finally got one woman on the board, and it's a person called Maxine. Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Maxine.
Hello. I'm probably not, shouldn't really be on your show saying this, because I know it's not our kind of show. It's not anything rude, don't worry, but it's sort of like a bit heavyweight. But Peter Deedy was talking earlier about single parents, so I just had to ring up.
Yeah, how do they do that, by the way? Is what? That some sort of, how do they do that? What? I thought that was medically impossible.
Being a single parent. You're not at the start, are
they
you?
They do it themselves.
You're not at the start.
I've been doing it myself for ages and I'm not pregnant.
Oh, dear. I wouldn't worry about it, Nick. Too much. It's, people's sanctimonious attitude towards me. It's doing my head in. And this is the close I'm going to getting on telly and having a go at one of the Prime Minister about it.
Yeah.
It just really irritates me because nobody's got a clue how difficult it is to bring up kids on your own, and all anybody ever wants to do is run you down and call you some sort of hard that can't hold a relationship together, and it just really irritates me.
Well, good for you, Maxine. I want you to stand up for what you stand for and don't let anybody run you down.
Right.
Always cross on the green light. Thanks a lot, dear. 0500 1053 89. And please watch don't be reckless with your tackle.
Reckless tackle.
Exactly. So we'll go away, we'll come back again. Thank you for calling, Maxine, but like you said, this is not really what we do on this show, but more power to your elbow.
Okay. Or is that how you got into trouble in the first place? So it's 0500 1053 89. It is a free one. We'll be back.
Hold it now.
Nick Abbott.
The sound of an invasion.
Ready?
Email Nick now. nabbott@talk-radio.co.uk.
This tune doesn't do very much, does it? Oh, bass line.
Hey, where do you guys see my Halloween costume tomorrow? It kicks ass.
You'll have to wait till Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're not on tomorrow.
No, according to the board, our Nobbo board, without mentioning any brand names, tomorrow, Liverpool versus Fulham. The Worthington Cup between 7 and 10. And then Wednesday, Liverpool versus Fulham. The Worthington Cup between 7 and 10.
Well, you're
they're going to be completely shagged out, those players, aren't they? They really had to do it one, like, both days in a row.
Well,
unbelievable.
Maybe it's a repeat.
And it's both at Fulham, at Liverpool.
Well, maybe it's a repeat or something. I don't know.
Repeat.
Maybe someone went mad when they were writing on the dry whiteboard.
That's what they do, is, you know when they repeat a football match on the telly? Well, sometimes they actually really replay it.
Yeah, I'd heard that.
Yeah. Not a lot of people know that. In fact, it's probably the same people that didn't know that Portugal was in Spain. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Spain over the weekend. A little place called Portugal in Spain. It was beautiful. They play this kind of music. Can't hear it.
I can't hear it at all. Where's it gone?
Oh, it's another one of these level things, Kev. It's, you've screwed up again. Ay, caramba.
You hear that all right,
though. Oi, 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 oi. How about this? Fifi. They have special Portuguese music called Fado or something, which is great. They had this big parade on Sunday, which was wonderful. We just turned a corner, and it was this huge mile-long parade with all people doing their Portuguese folk dancing, all dressed up in Portuguese wear. Yeah, it was fabulous, because they're having a big... this is like... I'm being a professional educator now. Take notes. They're in Portugal, in 2 weeks, they're having elections. Oh, I can't see. I just put drops in my eyes that helps you... Because I'm so tired. You know how scratchy your eyes get? Well, I put moisturising drops in my eyes, and they're more painful than they... I feel like taking them out and polishing them. Don't ever buy. Where was I? In Portugal, which is in Spain. That's right. And, yeah, they're having elections about whether to split into 8 regions or not, each of which will have its own government and finances and all that business. And there was this big parade which said, Sim... A la Recianeth or something.
Olé!
Which means yes. Vote yes.
Vote yes?
Yeah.
Or
no. So here are your choices again. Either...
Yeah.
Or...
No!
It's your choice.
I say no.
You do?
Yeah.
Or there is a third choice. It's...
What?
For those who aren't too sure. So it's 0500 1053 89. We do want women. Are you still there, Maxine? No, she's not. Why is her thing still up? I'll take her off. There's a line free. I've just made one line free, and I only want a woman's name in there. Is that quite clear?
So if you're a bloke, you have to give a woman's name. And speaking of high voice...
Yeah, here's one in Chepstow. Hello, Gareth.
Hello, Nick.
Gareth.
Hi. I heard A talking about Noel earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I had the misfortune to actually watch the second show. I thought give him a second chance, but
and?
Boy, was that a mistake.
Really?
Yeah, he's still just as bad, if not worse.
Really?
Yep.
I find that hard to believe, because you think that a professional like Noel would actually get his act together on the second show, because they had a lot of problems with technical business, and you could see it in his eyes that he was just absolutely furious, and he looked like he was drowning. And so they screwed up on the second show as well? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but the only difference was that he came on in casual clothes as opposed to his normal rubbish, but, yeah.
He always wears casual clothes.
Well, more casual and less gaudy, so...
Oh, you mean he'd drop those appalling jumpers?
Yeah.
Where on earth does a person get those jumpers, by the way?
I haven't a clue, mate.
That's a direct question to you, Sig Boy. Because most of them look like you've thrown up on them.
Well, John Craven used to have them, because he used to be on Swap Shop, didn't he, Noel Edmonds, with John Craven, and they used to have pretty similar jumpers. I wonder if John Craven knows.
Oh, they probably sit around of an evening knitting them together.
Maybe they did.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, thanks for the bad news there, Gary.
Did you, you saw the first one, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, that new NTV thing, You're On Your Own, where they, if they don't get the questions right, they send them off to a place for a week on their own. I mean, do they actually get any say in that? I mean, you have to be loopy to go along
with
it.
Well, I suppose so, which is what I was saying earlier on, was, you know, on a live TV show, if for instance, you put yourself in that position, that you're watching your TV, and then suddenly your TV, the bloke on the telly is talking to you, saying, you know, you're in on Saturday night, right? You probably downed about a bottle of wine and whatever else you've found in the fridge, yes? And so you're out of it. And then some bloke starts talking on the TV. First of all, you'd think you're going insane. And second, you'd be shocked at the impertinence of it. Damn it, you were, you know, just busy, you know, scratching yourself and looking forward to an exciting evening in, and then some bloke is asking you a question which you have to get right, otherwise he's going to send you to prison. That seems a little unfair. It also seems like beyond insane that anybody would go along with it.
Also, right. Nick, don't you think it's very strange how they can't see the wires and things? Because it must be obvious that there's something in the telly.
Well, you would think so. I mean, they would have to have engineers come around and fit it in there.
Yeah.
I mean, they do make cameras very, very small now, but I mean, I suppose they could put it inside the actual speaker.
Yeah.
So I can believe that the camera is invisible, but everything that goes with it, the you know, having the ability to just take time off work instantly for an unspecified amount of time, and want to go and park your arse in the middle of a desert, I don't get it. So, yes, thanks for pointing that bizarre fact out to us, Gareth. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. This is Talk Radio. I'm Nick Abbott. We have old... where are they? We have old Talk Radio jingles. These are great. Old radio anoraks will love this stuff. I think it's the old Dallas studios. They're called PAM, aren't they? PAM jingles.
Talk Radio.
Isn't that great?
That one's from back in 77, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like you'd come off the back of that with, Lying Eyes by the Eagles. Something like that. Or, you know, Peter Sarsted. One of those tracks. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Talk Radio!
Oh, blimey. That went on too long, as she is about to. Hello, Carol.
Oh, hello, hang on, oh! Sorry, I had my radio on. I had my other radio on in the kitchen. Got so many radios. Hello, Nick, are you all right?
Carol.
Yeah, it's me.
I know it's you.
I'll just ring up to tell you about what happens when they come round and do an NTV.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I did it. Well, we did it, didn't we? Remember?
We?
Well, when I was married to Chris Evans, they did it on him. And I watched what the BBC do when they put those little cameras in your house.
I didn't see that, because, to be honest, last week's was the first Noel's House thing that I believe... it just cracks me up when you say, yeah.
Yeah, I know, because it sounds like your tape.
Yeah.
You're so funny, Nicholas.
Yeah, that's the thing about me, is I'm so funny,
Go on, yeah.
You did it again.
Sorry.
Say yes.
Yes.
That's better. That's not funny, see, when you say that.
Right.
Don't say no, either.
Okay. Yeah, right. What were you saying? Yeah, you saw Noel's House Party last week for the first time ever.
So I didn't see the one that you're about to talk about. Go ahead.
No, you didn't, because it was about 5 years ago. It was a long time ago. But you know, you were just saying, I don't know who it was, I think it was Andy, who was just saying, but you must see the wires coming out the back of the telly, and you must know that they're going to do it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you... don't. It is so unbelievable what they do. I mean, they go around your house, right? Or someone has to know about it. The actual victim really doesn't know. And they go around your house and they take up the carpets, they take up the floorboards, they move everything. And the cameras are really, really tiny. They're just like little pens, like half the size of a pen. And they hide them in places where you would just never, ever see them. It is quite unbelievable how they do it, and you would never know. And the only thing that gives it away is that usually in the next street there's this huge great OB truck at the size of your house. And I'm not joking. See, this is, because you remember, this is where the story came from. You know that everybody still asks me about that ridiculous story about Chris Evans and the Baywatch story. Do you know this? You must be the only person in the world who doesn't know it if you haven't heard it.
Do you mind if I don't touch this with a barge pole?
Oh, everybody knows it. It's been in every newspaper for years, Nickers. Where have you been? Everyone knows it's not, you know, there's nothing really terrible about it.
Right.
Everyone knows about it.
Right. Can we just stick to the facts, ma'am?
Yeah. Anyway, so what they do, what they actually do is they tune the telly in to their OB truck. So they have control of your TV, right? So they do it in the morning. They put all your cameras in the morning. And then all day, you're watching TV. When you change channels, they have to, their machine actually detects what channel you're going to you're tuned to, and they have to do it from their truck. So when you change channels, they're monitoring what you're going to be watching or what the signal is from your remote control, and they have to actually change the channel for you. It's that clever. It's unbelievable. And
well, you mean there's somebody pressing a button just slightly after you've pressed it?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
It's true. And they're actually watching you the whole time. They're monitoring you. They have the cameras on in the OB truck all the time.
Well, that has got to be illegal.
Well, no, it's not, because they have the permission of somebody.
Yeah, but not the permission of the person that is being filmed. You're kidding.
No, they don't. No.
I would hit the roof if
yeah,
I knew that somebody was filming me watching TV.
I know. It's a bad idea, especially if you're watching Baywatch, which Chris wasn't. You see, this was, and everyone knows this, I don't even need to explain it, but he wasn't, but somebody was, and that's where the story came from. And it wasn't an old bloke, put it that way.
So,
what? What?
Well, suppose you're not watching Noel Edmonds when he flicks to you.
Yeah, but you do. Yeah, somebody in the house will make sure that you do, trust me. And they really don't know about it. But, you know, the thing about that, and I watched Noel's House Party again last week, just, I thought I'd give it one more chance, because I was staying, I had nothing else to do, so I thought I'd just...
Right, this weekend that's just gone?
Yeah.
Right.
And it was still dreadful.
I can't believe that he would let it still be dreadful.
But it is still, well, that's why it's still dreadful though, isn't it? Because he's the one who has the last say on everything.
But I saw the first one, and I only did it because he was saying these ridiculously childish things about Chris. So, you know, naturally being part of that family, I was interested in where it was coming from. And I'd never been so... it was, as I said at the time, it was sort of like watching a stand-up comedian on stage who wasn't funny. And you just... you were embarrassed yourself as though you were standing on stage. You know, you just wanted to shrivel up and die.
But the... You know, I think those people who get sent away because they get questions, they're the luckiest people in the world.
Because they can't pick it up.
Because they can't watch that party. There'll be people queuing up to be on that slot to be sent to Utah.
Yeah, but that's the part that really amazes me, is that people are so, pliable that they'll just say, well, yeah, okay, I'll drop everything and go to Utah for a week.
Well, you know,
That can't be right.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I can't actually believe that they don't know that they might have to do that, but... I don't know. Somebody must organise it. Someone else must organise it. Unless they do know now. I don't know. I don't care.
But do you not find that there's a certain strain of nastiness that runs through and just slightly under the surface of all that jollity? This is what I detected. Perhaps it was only perhaps it's because I only saw it once.
Mm.
Perhaps you sort of get into it and it's all, you know, it's all just a good clean fun. But there did seem to be an undercurrent of unpleasantness there.
What, coming from Noel, you mean?
Well, just about the whole thing that, I didn't quite know what it was, but they had somebody come on and sing, and it was obviously the first time they'd ever done it in public, and he just disappeared them after about, a couple of seconds or something. Now, I do it to, people who call, but it's usually regulars.
Yeah.
And they know what they're getting into, and it's all part of the joke. But there seemed to be I don't know, it just seemed to be a little unpleasant. And the setups that they do, I don't know, it just...
I do think Noel Edmonds is fairly unpleasant and weird, and I've met him.
Can I just say, for avoidance of doubt, that Noel Edmonds is not unpleasant or weird?
No, in my opinion, he is. I'm allowed to say that, it's fair comment.
I don't know. I think you'll be apologising.
I am very sorry that I screwed up totally screwed. I mean, I am so sorry. You just don't know how sorry I am.
But Mike,
I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't like him.
Right.
Right? And I've met him, and I do think he's a bit weird. I'm allowed to say that, because I think you're a bit weird. I think everyone's a bit weird.
That's the most offensive thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Let's go off the air, I'll be offensive. No, I'm not offensive, not at all. But, you know, everyone's just a bit weird. I mean, you know, I know he is a bit of a control freak. And you know what happened with the last series? It was, like, ditched, and he sort of left and said, I'm not doing this anymore because it's rubbish.
Yeah, and he came back with this.
With this one.
That's the thing that really surprised me.
And he blamed all the producers.
Well, yeah, I guess you've got to blame somebody.
Well, the
it's
thing
somebody's
is, you,
fault.
Yeah, but you can see the pattern, can't you? You can see the pattern emerging. But, you know, it was rubbish before he walked out. He sacked all the producers.
Yeah.
He's got more people in. It's still rubbish. What's the common thread here? Do you know what I mean?
I know where you're going,
this
yeah.
This is what I don't understand. I don't understand why it's still on.
So you're anyway. You're not looking for a career with unique productions, I'm guessing.
Certainly not.
No. Somebody should give you a TV job, Carol. You should take that show over.
Yeah, right.
When are you going to get a job on television?
Oh, yeah, but I know, I give up. I do give up. Now I see these people every day getting TV jobs, and I just give up. I just think, I just can't do it.
Well,
I'm not going to do it.
Here's a hint. Stop slagging off some of the most important people in television. That might work for you.
Okay, well,
you silly moo.
The whole of the BBC. No, I would never, I don't think, I can never see myself working for the BBC. Far too restricting, and, you know. I think probably live TV, I think, is probably more me. No, not really. Yeah, but listen, look who's got a chat show now. That bloke who used to work for Mohammed Al-Fayed.
Who?
Michael Cole. He's got a chat show.
I swear, everybody and their dog has got a chat show.
Everyone's got a chat show.
In fact, Tony Blackburn's Arnold will have his own chat show soon. Literally, everybody and their dog.
But it's not fair, is it? You know, it might help if I had an agent, but I don't know. I just give up. When I see, especially some of the
Jeremy Clarkson, the bloke who talks like this.
You know, you're so right about him. He has turned into a caricature of himself.
It's painful. I can't watch him.
He's gone too far.
I cannot watch him.
But I thought, I mean, some of the things he says I think are quite funny. And I quite, when I read his column sometimes.
Yeah, as long as you don't have to hear that voice. Yeah, with that ridiculous delivery.
Yeah, well, in fact, he's funny. What?
With that ridiculous delivery. As long as you don't have to hear him say it, then that's fine.
Well, I was watching Top Gear last night, and I did think, you know, oh, Jeremy, please stop.
I tell you who should have his own talk show is, I wonder if, I've never heard him actually speak. I wonder what kind of a voice he's got, and whether he can be as funny out of his mouth as he can from his pen, is A.A. Gill. He cracks me up.
He's very funny, isn't he? All that stuff about Gordon Ramsay and getting out of his restaurant was just hilarious.
It was hilarious.
And he's so rude.
And spectacularly rude. He would be tremendous on it, but I don't know, how does he speak?
He's very, very posh.
Yeah, he looks like he might be. See, very, very posh doesn't really work. Although,
no.
There's that ridiculously posh bloke who talks with a voice like he's just dropped in from aristocrat space.
Who?
Is Brian Sewell.
Oh, yeah. No, he's funny.
I interviewed him on the radio once, and I'd never heard of this person before. This was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was on GLR.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And,
he's very funny. He was a guest on our breakfast show when Paul and I did the breakfast show.
And I'm listening to this.
He was so rude.
Yeah, and I'm listening to this person, because I'd never heard of him or met him or heard him speak or anything. And the way it was on that program, some vile woman would come with a series of questions
yeah.
and say, right, you're interviewing Shirley Porter one
yeah.
minute, and you'd be interviewing some bloke who wants to talk about drains the next. And, you know, this is like during a record, you've got 30 seconds to go, here's five questions, you're interviewing this bloke about this, read that.
Mm.
Which is how it happens in the news, you're just a mouthpiece, you just read what other people have written.
That's what you do.
And so, I said, you know, blah, 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 whatever the hell it was we were talking about, and he was suddenly all speaking very much, like, I can't even do it, it's Sophie, it's posh off the scale, it's ridiculous. And I said, do you really speak like this, or are you putting it on? And he said, of course I speak like this.
No, he really he does.
That's ridiculous,
though.
Nobody talks like that. He'd get beaten up like so often he'd be dead by now.
Did you not see him on Have I Got News For You? It was the funniest thing I ever saw on television.
When was that?
And everyone was laughing because he was just hilarious.
It wasn't this weekend, was it?
No, it was in the last series.
Right. Missed it. Damn it.
And I lent the video to everybody.
Lend it to me.
Paul Ross got it. Yeah, because it's just a classic.
Paul Ross? Oh, well, don't lend it to him. He'll probably put his saucy film of himself on it.
Hello, I'm Paul Ross. And contrary to what Nick Abbott says, I am not a prostitute.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
No, he's much worse than that. I'm right off him at the moment.
Oh, have you had a falling out?
No, not exactly, but I don't know. Sometimes he just really winds me up. No, we never fall out. What?
He's got my vote.
No, we never fall out. But sometimes he's just really vile and unpleasant.
Well, now, he winds you up. Now, I remember when we used to do a show together, we used to wind each other up. Where's the common thread there, Carol? And Kev's doing his nut in there. We've got to take a break.
Come on, then.
It was Carol McGiffin.
Yeah.
Are you still there, Carol?
No.
I guess that's the answer to that one. Right, let's have this call who has been waiting practically an hour. It's in Walsall. Hello.
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 It's Gary here.
Hello, Gary here.
Can I have your escudos?
Well, why would you want my escudos?
Because I collect coins that I can't spend.
You collect coins that you can't spend. I collect coins I can spend. They're my favourite.
I collect both.
Well, these are quite interesting coins because they're bi-coloured. You know we got those new £2 coins?
Yeah.
That are gold around the outside and silver on the inside, or is it the other way around?
It's, silver on the inside.
Is it?
Yeah.
And gold around the outside. Well, these look exactly like them. I think they're the same size and everything. And they're 200 escudos each. Sure, why not? Take this guy's address. He's been waiting almost an hour. Absolutely. I'm going to send you 200 escudos in the post.
Hey. Well done, Gary.
Okay.
Now, Ross, take his address. Don't lose it this time. Thanks.
What's the most valuable coin you've got?
My old £2 coin, probably.
Your £2 coin is the most valuable in your collection?
No, it's an old one, so it's worth more.
An old £2 coin?
Yeah.
What kind of a coin is that?
It's gold, and I think it says 1886, 16-something to 18-something.
1886?
Something like that.
A £2 coin?
It's probably a special edition commemorative one or something, isn't it, Gary?
I think so.
1886?
It's probably 1886 to, like, 1986 or something. 100 years of cheese, I don't know.
Oh, the 100 Years of Cheese commemorative edition.
Yeah.
Right, we should have said. Okay, he's on two. There he is.
A bit runny.
And just as the very second that I asked him what the most valuable coin was, I thought, oh, I felt my life draining away from me. I thought we were going to get into a discussion about coins. We're going to have stamp collectors on the air next. So, once again, not one woman on this whole board. There is one line free, and it's four, which is our special designated woman's line, and they get priority.
It's the chick line.
That's a dreadful thing to say. It is not the chick line, it's the women's line.
It's the women's line.
Yeah. Here's one in Buxton. Hello, Merlin.
Hello. I don't know if I can be bothered, really. Do I have to?
Do you have to what?
Talk.
I was going to say,
you can put me on hold and let a woman go before me if you want.
Okay. Here's one in London. Hello, Simon.
Hi, Nick. Good evening to you.
Simon.
A couple of things, really, I just wanted to say. First of all, a friend of mine is just going out of Portugal to teach English as a second language, and he sent me this postcard of this amazing palace in a place called Sintra. Were you anywhere near there?
No, I read about it. I think it's to the north of Lisbon. But and I believe that you get tremendous views of Lisbon and the sea from the place at Sintra. No, but I was only there 2 days. I didn't have time.
God, it looks like something out of Walt Disney, but...
That's what I heard, yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And I was hoping it might be some source of inspiration. A friend of mine has just taken over a hairdressing salon. We're trying to think of a name. Have you got any ideas from your instinctive mind?
For a hairdressing place?
Yes.
Oh, there's just many. You want a jokey name? Is that...
Well, it's hard, isn't it? I don't like the sort of cut above things, you know, playing on the word cut or hair, but I just wondered if you had anything that might just strike a chord.
What's this person's name?
His name's Joe.
How about Joe's?
It could be. Yeah, he's from Portugal, funny enough. There's a link up there.
You could call it Sloppy Joe's. Or Hairy Joe's.
Yeah, that's not bad. You know, I'll have a look at those.
Yeah, check them out. Or, what, comic names for hairdressers?
Portuguese Joe Snip and Clip Emporium.
Who was that?
That was the useless Greg Gong. The words in the cave.
Oh, come on, it was better than your Kazuki suggestion.
There's not enough room on the top to go to fit all that.
Okay, well, what's the name of the place that you get your hair cut at, Kev? Or do you not wish to name the guilty party?
Home.
Home? Do you do it yourself?
No, of course I don't.
Do you do it yourself?
No!
Do you cut your hair yourself?
No.
That's two no's then. What is the name of the place you get your hair cut at? Come on, tell me now. What is the name
I'm
of the place?
I'm not going to advertise.
Tell me the name of the place you get your hair cut at.
It tends to vary, but it has the name Tony in the title.
Tony's. Gets his hair cut at Tony's.
An Italian gentleman called Tony, you know. Make sure you're okay.
Russell,
pay attention.
Yes.
Where do you get your hair cut?
Name the establishment you get your hair cut. Hounslow Council. Where is it?
You want the actual place?
The name of the place you get your hair cut at.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Is it a chain or something?
Say it.
Say it. The barbershop.
That's what it's called, the barbershop.
The barbershop.
Oh, well, that narrows it down.
Yeah, that's the same kind of imagination and flair has gone into their name, as into your hairstyle. You obviously have picked the right place there, you ordinary person, you.
What about you, Nick? Where'd you get yours from?
Moreno's.
Moreno's. That's a sheep, isn't it?
It's not a sheep, isn't it? He's a person of Italian origin.
Right, sorry.
And that's all I'm prepared to say on the subject. So you can pick any or none of those. My guess is you'll pick none of those. But I'm glad to have been of such assistance. Thanks a lot, mate. 0500 1053 89. Are we past the break again yet?
Yes.
Oh, blimey. It was seamless, wasn't it? It was almost like it was part of this song. Beautiful. What do you know about Nick Abbott?
He's as honest as a day as long as you've been tracking.
Well, not bad for a start.
Yeah.
Certainly honest. Outspoken, some may say.
Yeah.
Others may say controversial.
And long.
Certainly long. I've heard.
Obviously been speaking to the wrong people. Here's one in London. Hello, Marion.
No, it's not Marion, it's Mary.
Mary.
Yep.
Sorry, Mary.
That's all right.
Do you mind if I call you Marion for the length of this call?
Well, I'll tell you something. If you want to be like everybody else, obviously I can't speak properly because everybody calls me Marion.
Say Mary?
Yeah.
No, say Mary.
Mary.
Well, it sounds like Mary to me.
Well, that's what it is.
Well, don't listen to anybody else.
No, I won't.
They're idiots.
Well, most people are.
But unfortunately, you're right, actually. Most people are idiots.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Tell me, what star sign are you?
Oh, no, Marion.
Oh, yes, Mick.
Leo, on the cusp of Virgo.
Oh.
22nd of August. What does that mean to you? Absolutely nothing.
No, it does, because that means you're a fire sign.
A fire sign.
Yeah, because if you'd been Gemini, I'd have had to put the phone down.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't get on.
No, definitely not. All my husbands have been Geminis.
Well, that seems a little silly on your part. All your husbands have been Geminis.
I know, well, I've learnt.
How many husbands have you got through?
Well, I'm on my third divorce. Well,
you're on your third divorce? Does that mean you're on your fourth man?
No.
You haven't picked up the fourth one yet?
No, not going to do it again.
So what? Are you not going to do it again?
Nope.
Not even if you manage to find another star sign?
What, even like another Sagittarian or a Leo or an Aries or something? Nope.
Put off men forever.
Well, I don't know, this one's very difficult. I mean, every time I try to ring the radio show and say,
I want to talk about divorce, or I want to talk about these terrible things. Do people realise how awful it is?
Yeah.
And I can never get through.
Well, have you ever thought of taking the alternative path?
A what, Ben?
No, not really.
Well, I just thought I might ask, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, why not?
Consider all possibilities? Absolutely.
Well, absolutely, absolutely.
So are you happy being free and single?
I'm not free and single. I'm still trying to get a divorce.
I mean,
it's very difficult getting divorced from God.
From God?
Yep.
I didn't know that you married up that high.
I am married to God.
Really?
He is always right. He is never wrong.
And he's always in.
Unless he's out.
Well, no, he's always in. He's always everywhere. That's the thing about God. He's omnipotent.
Well, this seems to be the problem, you see, that he's always right, never wrong, and he wants everything.
And impossible to get out of your mind and out of your house and, you know, all that manner of business. There's no telling him. He'll do exactly what he wants, and you just have to shut up and put up with it. Thanks a lot, Marion. Did you hear that? I'm a fire sign. I didn't know that. Oh, I guess I did. We're back on Thursday. Taking 2 days off for the football.
Here's the news. The latest audience figures are in. And Talk Radio is the biggest commercial talk station in the world.
Talk Radio.
Now more than a quarter of a million more listeners since this time last year.
Hallelujah!
The argument for listening. Across the UK, from the National News Centre, on 1053 and 1089 AM, this is Talk Radio News.
It's 9 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Nikki Cardwell.